but something has to be done about it. So this is my judgment. Humphrey, you're relieved of gatekeeper duties till I says. As a punishment, you can clean the cellars out from top to bottom, sweep them until there ain't a sign of dust nor cobweb anywhere. All the stock must be restacked, every barrel, keg, puncheon, cask and firkin, neat and tidy. Dwink and Biscay, you confess to encouraging Humphrey to desert his post?
Both the young creatures stood to attention.
Aye, sir, we did.
Corksnout nodded grimly, then adjusted his nose, which had slid into his mouth.
Right, then you can help Humphrey with the task.
Abbot Glisson sighed with relief.
Well, that's that. But who'll mind the gate?
Form old Gullub raised a huge digging claw.
Hur, that'll be oi, sir. Eager bed in young gatey house. He's the mostest comfortable one I ever seen in my life.
A smile played around the father abbot's lips.
As long as you don't neglect your duties by snoring all day in it. Permission granted.
Dwink twirled his bushy tail.
When do we start our job?
Corksnout stood up from the barrow, fixing the trio with a severe stare.
How about right now, this instant?
Humphrey's jaw dropped.
But what about breakfast?
Gullub beckoned toward the abbey.
Come here with oi. Mayhap, if I will make you muppy pack vickles.
Somerus watched them trotting off happily.
There goes three good young'uns, proper friends.
Bosey waggled his ears.
Aye, you ken the way they helped each other out. There's nae much wrong with them.
Friar Skirple greeted the friends at the kitchen doorway.
Good day, little sirs. You'n come to help oi at the ovens for a while.
Form old Gullub came trundling in behind them.
I'm afeard they bain't a-workin' at ovens today, Friar. There be tasks for me cleanin' out ye cellars. Straightways, too, and they bain't havin' a taste of breakfast yet.
The kindly Friar ladled out three beakers from a cauldron.
You know, set ye down and suck my leaky bean soup, whilst I pack summat for yon poor stomachs.
Form old Gullub helped himself to a tankard of the savoury soup and a small crusty loaf. He waved to them as he left the kitchen.
Good boy, I'm after my gatey house. Yuns have fun in these cellars.
The cellars at Redwall Abbey were ancient and widespread. Biscay placed a big food parcel which the friar had made up on a barrel-top table. He smiled ruefully.
There's enough cleaning work down here to keep us busy for a season or two, I think.
Dwink had already begun inspecting the contents of the parcel.
Good golly, mates. Old Skirple's packed enough to keep us fed for twice that long. Look, apple and blackberry turnovers, cheese and onion pastas, a full rhubarb crumble, scones, honey and salad. Anyone for breakfast?
Humphrey sighed.
Not just yet, Drink. We'd best make a start with the cleaning first.
That's the spirit, young'uns. Work first, eat later.
Corksnout stood in the cellar doorway.
I'm just off to Great Hall for breakfast, but I'll be back to see how you're going on with the task. Now, you'll find brooms, mops, pails, dusters and so on outside of my room over there. Bend your backs to the job at paw, and we'll get on fine together.
Biscay saluted the big cellar hog.
Right, sir. Where'd you like us to start?
Corksnout pointed.
Right at the far wall of the back cellar. Move all the barrels, dust them, make sure the bungs are tight, and check them for leaks. Brush all the floor and walls, then restack the barrels.
He strode off jauntily, humming a tune. Humphrey mopped imaginary perspiration from his head spikes.
I feel tired just listening to that, old hog.
Dwink had gone back to checking their food.
I just noticed something. Friar Skirple never give us anything to drink.
Biscay was grinning broadly, winking at Humphrey.
I wonder why. Got any ideas, mate?
Humphrey did not see the funny side of things. He shrugged.
Probably 'cause we're in a cellar full of drinks. Come on. Let's get the brooms and make a start.
The back cellar was a fair distance from the main chamber. Lanterns had to be lit there before they could see anything clearly. Even then, it had a slightly morbid atmosphere, full of shapes and shifting shadows. Barrels, casks, kegs and firkins were stacked in rows from ceiling to floor. Humphrey moved to the far corner, tapping a heap of standing barrels with his paw.
These are empty ale barrels. Let's dust them off.
Biskey made a sensible suggestion.
Aye, we can roll them out into the passage. They'll be ready then for the next October ale brewing.